Yeah, stone fences are really a testimony of the hard living of settlement in the Ottawa Valley. The stones would be moved by using stone boats, which would be just a sort of a, I guess, like a sleigh that was dragged over the earth by horses. And where there were big stones, you know, say in roadways or in people's yards, then the option was to dig a large hole and then roll the stone into the hole and bury it. And so this next song is called The Ballad of Rose McKenna, and it's a story of a tragic accident where young Rose McKenna, a mother of four, she ended up being crushed by one of those stones. And we don't exactly know what happened, but the story goes as follows. They started excavating the hole one day, and then this would be her husband, William McKenna, with some of his workmates. And then they were going to continue the work the next evening or something like that. But the next day, Rose got up and she sent her three kids off to school, and the fourth kid, young Martin, a toddler, he had gone missing, so she had to go and try and find him. But then all we know actually is at the end of the day they found her crushed in the hole. The stone had moved and crushed her, and Martin was sitting next to her fiddling with her hairpins. So we really don't know what happened, but she ended up in the wrong place at the wrong time and with a tragic accident. So this is a story of frontier living and the hardships of settlement in the Ottawa Valley. It's called The Ballad of Rose McKenna. William McKenna, a CPR boss, and a stone to be moved, which came at great loss. With men from his team and feelings at work, they took to the boulder to reshape the earth. Well, they dug in behind it, 5 feet into ground, with boards to secured and ropes tied and sound. But the job is suspended to finish next day. They thought all was steady with the ropes tied away. Steam trains and wagons and fields of tall grass. But the living was tough and there was much to be said. But the timing of misfortune had left poor Rose dead. Young Rose McKenna in her 37th year, a mother of four, a furlong from near. But her toddler was missing, Martin his name. So up for a search to catch him astray. So she looked in the barn and she looked in the shed. She looked down the road, what was that he said? And she dreaded thought came about that giant gray stone. Where was young Martin? The question to know. Oh, frontier living, the time and the past. With steam trains and wagons and fields of tall grass. But the living was tough and there was much to be said. But the timing of misfortune had left poor Rose dead. Well, she ran past the garden, and there was the stone with dirt piles and shovels and boards and ropes. When she slowed at the crater to look and to call, a stumble had happened and knew she did fall. Knocking the boards and the stone did then roll, poor Rose McKenna was crushed in the hole. Upon which young Martin did find his mom dead, 15th of September with the sun overhead. Trains and wagons and fields of tall grass. But the living was tough, there was much to be said. But the timing of misfortune had left poor Rose dead. Young Martin lived on just a few years back, now rests with his mother forever to last. But one thought remains, which we must not forget. Poor Rose McKenna, bad fortune beset. 'Twas bad timing and misfortune that left poor Rose.